This is Mike Johnson with the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Wednesday, October the 7th. Slower growth in China spells bad news for Western companies which have been investing heavily there. The value of shares in Yum Brands, that's the company which owns the fast food chain KFC, as well as Pizza Hut and Taco Bell, have fallen almost 20% in New York. Investors ran for the exits after Yum cut its profit forecast for the year, blaming weak sales in China. Doug McIntyre at the financial website 24/7 Wall Street told me more.
They have sold Wall Street very heavily on their expansion in China. They had the equivalent of a food poisoning problem there. And they've sort of fallen into this McDonald's trap of China, China, China. If we do well in China, we'll be fine. It's even extended, as you know, to Apple. Tim Cook has said, our future is in China. So the minute your future isn't in China, you get pummeled.
And there was a report from the International Monetary Fund today looking at the prospects for global growth. There was a bit of a downgrade from what it thought in July, and it was talking particularly about China.
The theme today was China. I think what the IMF though is saying is what everybody's been hearing for quite some time, and that is that once you start to fall below a 7% GDP expansion inside China, it begins to ripple out and affect the rest of the world's economy.
Yes, the IMF saying that Chinese growth this year is going to drop to a 25-year low, still just under 7%, which many other countries would die for, but not great for China.
No, and as they've become the world's second largest economy, you now have Europe, the United States, Japan, all these other economies that sell very, very highly manufactured goods and intellectual property goods. I mean, you know, the movies, software, it moves out of what you and I would think of as the normal industrial companies and retail companies into all these very high-tech companies that rely on China quite a bit.
And it's interesting, some of the companies that Wall Street really fell in love with over the past year or two, some of the shine seems to be coming off them at the moment. Companies like the electric car maker Tesla, for example.
Yeah, what I think happened here is the market has weakened a bit. It's the stocks that help bid up the market that are leading it down. And you know, Tesla's a great company, but, you know, in a typical quarter they sell something like 50,000 cars. And it's just not enough cars for you look at it and say, well, it's got a market cap of $30 billion. How do you justify that? And at this point, a lot of traders are saying, well, you can't. It's just too high.
Do you think companies like Tesla will get some sort of bounce, some sort of benefit from the whole furore over just how clean diesel cars are at the moment? I'm thinking, of course, of Volkswagen.
If you look at the problem that you've got at Volkswagen now, it doesn't transfer to Tesla because Tesla doesn't make enough cars right now. The problem that you get when you have a Volkswagen issue like this is that gas is so inexpensive in places like the United States that people have stopped buying hybrids and electric cars and said, well, you know, gasoline here is $2 a gallon. It's been $4 a gallon within the last 5 years. So it's really hard for alternative energy products, electric products, to gain any traction.
Doug McIntyre. The Dow finished up 0.7% at 16,912. Earlier, London's main share index, that was up about a fifth of 1% at 6,336. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.